A unique Czech DNA based test has been helping to identify the remains of victims who were murdered during the war in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Ruth Frankova spoke to one of the Czech Republic's top experts in forensic genetics and one of the authors of the method, Daniel Vaněk, who headed a team of researchers in Bosnia between 2002 and 2004.
The whole story started at the end of 2001 when I arrived for a short visit to Bosnia to visit my colleagues from ICMP, International Commission for Missing Persons, and I was to help them to improve the extraction technique to extract DNA in a proper quality from bone samples that were 10, 12 years old in order to perform DNA identification using STR markers. It means markers that are common in forensic practice that police is using for solving the crime, because the previous methods are mainly focused on so-called mitochondrial DNA, but the ability to uniquely identify a person is very, very low. So that's why we needed to create a robust DNA extraction method from bones and apply it on those thousands and thousands of bone samples from mass graves on the Balkan.
So how does the identification work? Can you describe the process?
You need to have two sets of data. It means DNA profiles from living relatives. So we were collecting reference blood samples and obtaining DNA profiles, because each of us has a unique DNA profile. And then if you find a DNA profile from an unknown person, you can very, very easily, once you have all data, set the identity of a person. So we were basically returning names to unknown bodies.
And how accurate is the method?
The probabilities were above 99%, so it was very, very accurate. Plus, anthropologists, for instance, said or determined the age of the victim, or gender, anything, personal items found with the body. And all pieces of evidence must match to one person. So it's not only DNA, but also other methods. Imagine that the war has ended and you're still missing your loved ones. So this story still continues in your memory. You're still returning to the war times and everything. But once you find the body, the story ends. They can bury the remains. The families are glad, okay, it's over. Mm-hmm. We know what the fate of our son was, and now we can start life again. He's dead, but we have to go on.
So are there still samples to be tested? Are there still people searching for their relatives?
Of course, I think 98,000 people are missing from Balkans in connection with the war. And I think there are some 20 or 30,000 DNA profiles from bones in ICMP database, and only some 11,000 were identified.
Ruth Frankova was talking there to Daniel Vaněk.